Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the sixth day of August, 2008, and for the next 4 hours, we are going to have wide open phones. Wide open phones for the next 4 hours. It is bizarre being here in my office with the moving trucks here this morning, as 90% of the office has now been moved out of here just this morning, and it's just little old me sitting here in my tiny little studio, which will still be here for the next few months as we finish building the new radio studio and the TV studio. We are busy little bees over at the new 7,800-square-foot office, which is big for us. This one's about 2,400 square feet, and we have another even smaller office. We've had two offices. It's been confusing and caused problems over the last few years. Well, we are now moving into one big office, thanks to you, the listeners, supporting us with the InfoWars money bomb. Everything we do, everything we've been able to accomplish is because of you. Yes, we work long hours. Yes, we make good films, and we travel to dangerous hot spots to cover things. We bring you the best guest, but it's a team effort, all of us together, in this fight against the New World Order. You have our continued commitment to work as hard as we can to do the best job we can to bring you the most accurate and up-to-date information. Does that mean we're perfect? No. Does it mean we don't drop the ball? No. Does it mean that we never make mistakes? No. But we're doing the best job we can. And I want to thank every one of you in the United States, Canada, Europe, Mexico, Latin America, Asia, all of our supporters, all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. We just make that better and better for you now, 4+ years into having PrisonPlanet.tv. All of you that get the books and videos and DVDs off of the website. And then we also bring on all these other guests and try to support their outreaches and what they're doing and building this as a platform for everyone who are team players against the New World Order. We are Team Liberty, Team Freedom, Team Humanity, Team Anti-Dehumanization, and it's great to work with all of you. But it takes me back to 3+ years ago when we moved into this office from my tiny 700-square-foot office. Yes, 700-square-foot office that had three people in it, well, four counting me, and then I would broadcast out of my house. I mean, that's the type of growth that we've been seeing here, and I should have tried to grow earlier. I tried to really keep it small. I tried to never raise funds. I refused almost all advertising. I didn't even really have advertising except for a few web banners. If somebody emailed me, we'd sell them a $500 ad banner. And we didn't have the funds to expand or do anything. And then I realized about 3 years ago, I said, we better grow. I mean, we're already the tip of the spear, the biggest thing in media in the fight against the New World Order, and that wasn't saying much. And so we have expanded. We're now about to expand even more. And, yes, your support is needed more than ever to spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the message boards and MySpace and YouTube, to buy the books and videos, to support the sponsors. You know, people complain, and we're not perfect. Every day, Kurt Nemo's in there banning different ads on InfoWars.com. He's banned it, I think, 8 different times the last week, these anti-Barack Obama ads. I'm not for Barack Obama, but I don't want to have anti-Barack Obama pro-John McCain ads on. And Google continues to change the URL address that advertiser wants to be on our site. And so I'm at the point I'm about to have to dump Google advertising. Well, that's $6,000 a month. That pays for almost 2 employees. We won't be able to operate without that. So what will I have to do? I'm about to dump Google ads. I mean, I'm thinking about it. I'll have to get other sponsors. I'll have to beg for you to buy my videos, which I don't like doing. So support us, and we'll be able to have less ads and less commercialism and all of it. But, hey, I got to get the money to fund this operation somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. So support us. All right, ton of news, wide open phones for the next 4 hours. I am going to take hundreds of calls today, 1-800-259-9231.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to The Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm as fine as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
We are now 10 minutes and 15 seconds into this worldwide transmission. You want open phones? You want to bring up every issue under the sun? You want to attack me? You want to disagree with me? You want to agree? You've got a question? You've got a news item? We've got Blackwater involved in now anti-marijuana, medical marijuana raids, the evidence shows from the L.A. Times. We've got them gearing up for an attack on Iran. We have what's happening to the dollar and the economy. It's now coming out with top bioweapons experts that worked with this latest patsy saying he didn't have access to it. He couldn't have made it. It's a cover-up. Huge news on the anthrax front. There is so much. Whatever you want to discuss today, you are welcome to call in with it. 800-259-9231. I got a bunch of news coming up, but let's go ahead and go to your calls. But here's the deal. If I'm going to get to your calls, no matter how interesting or informative they are, I have to move on after a few minutes. So have your points ready. Be ready to go because you're not going to be holding long today. I am going to take, I've only been able to do this a few times when I put my mind to it. We can take unlimited calls here, millions of listeners, but I'm always bad about getting diverted, distracted. But it's always great when I'm able to force myself to not linger on a caller or not get off on one of my tirades. And we're actually able to take your calls because it brings up so many issues, so many angles, spinning the wheel of fortune, reaching into the hat. What will we pull out? Jay in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thank you very much. How are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, I want to first say, I've been listening to your show every day. The last couple of days, the news is just ugly. They're hitting us at all angles. It's depressing. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone sometimes. I feel like I'm watching a movie. But I just want to say something real positive, if I could, real quick. A couple years ago, somebody told me the government did 9/11. I probably would have been ready to fight them. But it's because of you. You've opened my eyes. I understand, you know, everything now, how the world works, basically. And I want to thank you for that. I'm 38 years old. I had a baby daughter 11 months ago. And it's because of you. She's not poisoned with vaccines. A couple years ago, if I had that, my girl, I probably would have marched her right into the doctor's office and shot her up. So I wanted to thank you for that. Keep up the good work, Alex. You're doing great. And I think more and more people, as time goes on, as bad as things get, are not looking at this as a crazy conspiracy, and they're saying, hey, maybe there's something there.
Well, once you figure out there's a global government and a global scientific dictatorship, and you read their own army reports, their own white papers, their own university papers, it's all there. We're not, I'm not even analyzing or bringing you this great revelation myself. They have declared total war on humanity, and on the subject of government-sponsored terror, in the last 9 months it's come out, declassified, that yes, Israel premeditatedly attacked the USS Liberty to try to sink it to blame it on Egypt. It has come out that Dick Cheney wanted to have Navy SEALs dress up like Iranians in fake Iranian patrol boats and attack U.S. ships. I mean, it's all coming out. We're telling the truth. We know the score. We know what's going on. And we are beginning to win the info war. But believe me, the enemy's going to counterattack. And whether that's going after people in the truth movement or staging more terror attacks or all of the above or releasing a bioweapon, God only knows. We just have to do the right thing and get the word out. Jay, I appreciate your call. And on the subject of babies and vaccines, we put out the information, and then it's up to you to decide if you're going to put your child in a government training camp where they turn you, your family against each other, where they turn your children against you, where they try to get them into the prison system, where they try to lie and force vaccines on you. It's up to you to go read the drug insert on the HPV, human papilloma, live virus shot and find out how many people it's killed and find out that it says it doesn't protect you from the cancer and actually gives you a 45% increase in getting the cancer if you already happen to have the virus. I mean, that's there. It's up to you before you go on Prozac. If you're in a car wreck now, your insurance company tries to put you on Prozac. They want us drugged out. It's up to you to go read that the serotonin reuptake inhibitor family massively increases psychotic breaks, suicide, violent actions. I mean, it's up to you to go verify what I'm telling you and then make your own decision. In a perfect world, could they make clean vaccines that would help children? There's a lot of dangers associated with it, even if it's done right. But with what they're doing by design trying to hurt you, I mean, who would give it to their children? Does that mean your child might actually get an earache? You know, they have vaccines for that, but they've had to recall them. Could in a perfect world it help? Maybe. Could a flu shot in a perfect world help you? Maybe. But here's an example. Don't believe me? I demand you look it up for yourself. Last time I checked, about a year ago, the last 5 years in a row, they had guesstimated with dead reckoning a year before what the dominant flu would be in the United States and Canada. And in the 5 years previous, they missed it entirely, and people went out and took a flu shot that didn't even protect them from that year's flu because they have to guess how it's going to mutate. So right there, it doesn't even protect you because the last 5 years in a row, and I haven't checked in a year. I don't know if they got it right this year. I guess I can look it up right now. But again, the average person doesn't know how a vaccine works. They don't know that there's all these federal studies that if you take three flu shots, it doubles your chance of getting Alzheimer's. Don't believe me? Just Google that. Type flu shot Alzheimer's into Google. Pull it up. In fact, let's just do that right now. I said I'd take hundreds of calls, but that's just too important. You know, I'll do it during a break, and then later I'll give you the a mainstream article on that, just to prove. People always say, oh, I Googled that and couldn't find it. Well, we'll see. Let's talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Fired up, my friend.
Hey, I've got I recently heard that the Ministry of Japan had turned over the production of their yen to the same people who own our Federal Reserve System. And when asked why he did that, he said that they had been threatened with an earthquake-making machine.
I didn't see that. Was that in the mainstream story?
No, I had just picked that story up on the Internet, but I thought, well,
here's the problem. The biggest problem we face is our own movement. Just because the mainstream media spins and lies and gets things wrong and sometimes gets it right, because they're not all government operatives, stuff slips through, doesn't mean that the alternative media is telling the truth. And there is just so much insanity out there on the web. And,
well, I agree, but I wanted to prove if there was or wasn't an earthquake-making machine. So I went to USGS.gov, looked at patterns in earthquakes and how they've been coming up, and see if I can recognize any proof that there is an earthquake machine. And it seems like I have the proof. Tsunami that killed all those people, the earthquake recently in China.
Yes, the Age newspaper in Australia did report a secret government program for a, quote, tsunami bomb.
Uh-huh, and all of these earthquakes all originate from 10 kilometers under the Earth's surface. And when you look at that 10 kilometers and you look, you can see they're using the Earth as target practice.
Well, there are a lot of real earthquakes, and I appreciate your call, but there are government documents and mainstream news reports of seismic tectonic weapons, but they're so classified that I don't even really cover them other than some of the declassified stuff from decades ago where they had developed it. Now, in the April issue of Army Times in 1997, they covered a Pentagon press conference by Secretary of Defense William Cohen, where he stated, you can pull his quote up, just type William Cohen quote on earthquake weapons, and it'll pop up mainstream news. And he said, states have developed tectonic earthquake weapons, and this is one of the greatest threats we face. So, Army Times, I just gave you the date of the magazine. I know they have a magazine and a newspaper, and I'm going back 11 years, but I know it was in Army Times, and it was in April of 1997. I don't know if it was in the magazine or the newspaper, but April and 97 pops up, and I can pretty much quote his. He talked about weather weapons and tectonic earthquake weapons that he said could dwarf the power of nuclear weapons. That's a paraphrase quote. Tell you what I'll do. I'll show you the power of Google. During the break, I will try to pull up the correlation between flu shots and Alzheimer's and the William Cohen tectonic weapon quote. Okay? We'll show you how we document here. We'll be right back.
Text Ted Anderson from Midas, August 6, 2008, gold, 88040. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 906.17, 446.40 for half, 223.20 for quarter. That's 906.17, 446.40, and 223.20. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies, the bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Okay, I googled flu shots, Alzheimer's, found hundreds of mainstream news articles. Here's a global advisory committee on vaccine safety says not only increase in Alzheimer's, they list a bunch of studies. This is the first link. This is on Marcola, Dr. Marcola's site. He's got links to all the mainstream news. It's the first link. A global advisory committee on vaccine safety. Also, they report a massive increase in Bell palsy following immunization with the vaccine. It's tied into muscular dystrophy. You can just go on and read the FDA report on that. That was a short break. Then I googled William Cohen weather weapons, and the first link was FAS.org. And I also found a bunch of Pentagon sites. And I have found the full transcript of what he had to say, but we ran out of time for me to find the actual quote in there. But I remember this. It's Cohen addresses 428 at Conference on Terrorism, Terrorism, Weapons of Mass Destruction, U.S. Strategy, Sam Nunn, Policy Forum, April 28th, 97. You see my memory? I told you April Army Times, because they then ended up reporting on this. It must have been the 29th or 30th. My memory says the 30th was the Army Times newspaper. But I am on the Federation of American Scientists right now. You know what? This is only five pages. Maybe I'll just read the whole thing and you will see that we'll run into it. Secretary Cohen, Secretary Nunn, thank you very much. As Senator Nunn has indicated, he and I have worked for many years together along with Senator Lugar. The two of these gentlemen, I feel, are perhaps the most courageous and visionary to have served in the Senate. Let me skip ahead. I comment on the latter during the Congress of the morning, but I've had occasion to meet with a number of Russian counterparts as we go through the various transactions. Okay, let me skip ahead. Another paragraph. It was Nunn, Lugar. I tried to do keyword searches, Control-F, but I couldn't find it in the 60 seconds I had. That I dealt with in the reduction of nuclear weapons between the United States and Soviet Union in terms of trying to come to grips with who helped to dismantle hundreds of Russian nuclear weapons. He says, we're involved in helping local states with local agencies to deal with the threat of terrorism, which is quite likely to increase in the coming years. It is a pleasure for me to be here. Both Senator Nunn and Senator Lugar are close friends. Senator Nunn, thank you very much. Bill, let me ask if there are any questions from Secretary of Defense Cohen. The dual containment policy in Iran and Iraq, do you think that's conclusive to regional stability in the region? I think Secretary Albright articulated our policy as far as dealing with Iraq. Okay. I've got to find the weapons areas. With respect to Iran, I think it continues to present long-term threat to the region. What does it mean for the Clinton inaudible proliferation to the extent of communication available? We've seen by way, this is what it's like to research, folks. You got to do it. We've seen by way of example the World Trade Center, the international aspects of international terrorism coming to home territory. How about the first bombing in 93? How to prepare the U.S. government to deal with an audible? I think we have to really intensify our efforts. I've got to find the part. I know it's in here. Maybe in a subpage. Nature of the threat. Some kind of chemical weapon, biological one. There are some reports, for example, that some countries have been trying to construct something like Ebola virus that would be a very dangerous phenomenon, to say the least. Alvin Toffler, who's written about this, in terms of some scientists in the laboratories trying to create race-specific bioweapons to eliminate certain ethnic groups. And then Dick Cheney, by the way, called for this in the September 20th, 2000 PNAC document. I'm just adding that. And others, see the kind of stuff you read in these things, that are designating some sort of engineering, some sort of insects that can destroy specific crops. Others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, shut off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. Ah! See, that's how you do it. Don't tell me you can't find this. People all over the web saying I make up weather weapon information. We interviewed the father of weather weapons, meteorologist Ben Livingston. By the way, that's up on PrisonPlanet.tv, the exclusive. We flew him to town to interview him. We never put it in the film. We're just too busy. I mean, it was all declassified 3 years ago, so we could then finally interview him. And that's what I do. It was declassified, so I called the top scientist up, flew him to Austin. He lives in Midland, Texas, and had him on. But the point is, we're not making this up. This is Federation of American Scientists. And it starts in the paragraph that says, well, you can just control F. Electromagnetic or Control-F waves. Just hit Control-F when you're on the page, and it'll take you right to the quote. So there. I just showed you right there. It's not hard. I'm not that smart. I told you April 97. Just like cops when I tell you they're injecting you in the military with cancer virus vaccines. You want me to pull that up right now during the next 3 minute break? You want me to? You mean to shove it in your face? How they're killing us? We're going to come back and take your call. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Republicans and Democrats alike are now fighting the erection of a fence along the Mexican border? So they can prepare for the North American Union to merge Canada, Mexico, and the United States into one economic bloc. Just like the European Union, we'll lose our national sovereignty, our Bill of Rights, and Constitution. These ultra-rich men rule the world in secret right now, but will openly rule it very soon. Is this what Americans want? Then we need to repent before our God. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John.
Okay, I'm going to go to your calls right now.
Somebody said he came from New Orleans.
There are literally hundreds of articles out this week, mainstream news, about the Gardasil shot paralyzing and killing people. The live HPV, live cancer virus shot that actually gives you cancer. Go read their own insert. You ever listen to these drug ads where they'll start whispering real fast and talking like a auctioneer at the end of the ad, going, causes heart attacks, death, some blah, 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 in the list of 100 things. You'll say, having trouble, having to go to the bathroom too much? Well, take this. And at the end, they'll list 20 horrible things it does. But if you go read the actual insert, it'll list 100. Sometimes it'll list 200. Well, we told you a year ago, in mid-2007, it was authorized, the trials of just, 1,600 people. Out of 1,600 people, and this is with the CDC reporting, and with a new drug, it's about 1 out of 40 is the thumb rule. with a new drug because they don't know how to report it. It doesn't get reported correctly. With an already developed on-the-shelf drug for years, only 1 in 10 adverse drug reactions, you can go pull that up in handbooks if you'd like, gets reported. So let's see. If 1 out of 40 on average were being reported out of 1,600 trial subjects and 3 died, so let's say it was 40 times worse than that. What's 40 times 3? That would mean by rule of thumb it really killed 120 people out of 1,600 in the trial test. But it doesn't matter. Let's just say it killed 3 out of 1,600 and paralyzed hundreds of others. Oh, joy! Well, here it is, telling you a year after it was put on the market, and hundreds of thousands of girls have gone out and taken it because mommy heard it cures cancer. It'll stop my daughter. Most of these idiots, you hear them on the news, think it stops breast cancer, everything else. No, it targets 4 to 6 strains, depending on their several versions of the vaccine, of over 350 strains of human papillomavirus. Is HPV vaccine to blame for teens' paralysis? U.S. News and World Report. Then it goes into whitewashing everything, but if you go read the actual reports, it's far worse. Kind of news I have. Okay, last said I'd go to your calls. Brendan in Denver, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, man, it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I don't know. I think I reached a point last week where I just don't know what to do. After watching that video you posted with the two cops beating the other cop, and he broke the other guy's leg. You remember that?
There's so many. I mean, there's so many cops killing people, attacking, going crazy. I don't know.
Well, what's going to make change besides a nationwide call to arms?
Well, everybody that always calls for arms, they never go out and start shooting. And by the way, I don't think you should.
No.
Look, killing police and military is exactly what the New World Order wants. They want to go ahead and bring us into bedlam so they can shut the food supply off and cause even bigger rioting, and then after things settle down, they can come in and play the part of the saviors. We don't want violence. And I'm not saying you, but the talk show hosts and others that are always calling for it, notice they're never out doing it themselves.
Right. One more thing.
Mm-hmm. Brendan, go ahead.
Yeah. Have you thought about having Naomi Klein back on, or Naomi Wolf back on there?
You know, I've had her on twice, and because she was coming out with the 10 steps of fascism, she had mentioned gun control being one of the big ones. And, you know, I don't completely agree with everything she's saying or doing. I think 2 visits is enough from her. I mean, would you like to hear her back on?
I was just saying maybe to get her take with the election coming up, because I know she was saying in her book, it's a very unstable time. And I know, I mean, something's right around the way.
Well, maybe we'll have her on. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Jim in Florida, you're on the air. Come ahead, Jim. You're up. You're on stage.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen. Me and a buddy of mine here, we're both contractors in Florida. And jobs here are, like, scarce. I mean, I used to make $250,000 a year, and I'll be lucky to make $40,000 this year. So, I mean, the jobs are real bad here. And
but George Bush says the economy's wonderful, and he doesn't lie. There were WMDs in Iraq, and the government loves you, and take your shots. Everything's fine.
I mean, there's so much stuff going on here that I see. There was a roadblock right down the street from my house. It's the sheriff's department, and they were just pulling people over left and right.
Yeah, meanwhile, every month or so, they kill cops on the border, and the media covers it up. And again,
I mean, we're scared. We're scared for our family. I mean, I'm 40 years old. I got kids. He's got kids. And we're scared.
Well, listen, you know? Listen.
What do we do? I mean, what are people going to do? I mean, listen, I've been listening to you for 10 years, okay? And I've known about this forever, okay? I prepared myself for it, okay? I'm stuck with my house right now. What can I do besides call my congressman? I mean, what are they doing?
Okay, I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you what you do. You buy an FM transmitter, 100 water. It's only like $1,000, and you plug that sucker in, you do it right, and the right cable and the right antenna, and you run GCN or you run my show out locally if it's on a local station. That's how big of an emergency we're in. You buy a used copy machine and cheap paper, and you print out one-page flyers about the New World Order. And if everybody just of this show did that, we would be knee-deep in DVDs and flyers and info, and you just keep waking people up. Finally, folks are listening. And all I can say is that the general public knows they're being lied to now. They just don't understand the full picture. Now, for those police, we're under a national emergency. I've had congressmen on here to cover that. This is martial law. Checkpoints from San Diego to Tampa, from Dallas, Texas to you name it. They are running random checkpoints, searching citizens, locking down neighborhoods, using National Guard for gun confiscation from Illinois to D.C. Brother, we're going into martial law. They're just turning the heat up exactly as we said they would. And it's clear that they're getting ready for a big move. And that probably is releasing a bioweapon so they can pose as saviors. It's probably, setting off a nuke, starting a war. Heaven knows, sir. Murdering psychos are in control. They got a bunch of dumbed-down idiots in government thinking they're God. They've doubled and then tripled the police, so they got to raise money somehow. So they're going to run checkpoints. And this is it. This is the predatory state. This is it. And it's only going to get worse. The economy's only going to get worse. Things are only going to get worse. CPS is only going to kidnap more children. There's nowhere to run. Every nation's clamping down. It's world government run by psychopathic eugenicists. That's why I'm freaking out, brother. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, no way out.
And you can't even sell your house or nothing. The market's ridiculous.
Absolutely. It's a hell pit. It's a hell pit, sir. It's the New World Order. And listen, I appreciate your call. Let me explain something. You think it's bad now, folks? The people running our country killed more than 60 million in Russia. They killed more than 40 million with World War II total. All declassified, they engineered that, the Milner Group out of England. They hired Mao to kill 60 million, now declassified, the CIA put him in. In fact, after the Boxer Rebellion, British intelligence created, that's mainstream news, I bought a 8th grade history book for like $6 at a Barnes & Noble on the discount table a month ago. I finally read it to my son Monday night. And I was blown away as I was reading him this history book that it was accurate and said that the British intelligence created the Communist Party out of the Boxer Rebellion, out of the Armistice Treaty with the central government of China, and then later it admitted basically backed Mao. I mean, it's even mainstream 8th grade picture books. It's so sick. It's so sick. I mean, well, he wrote it in 2 books. Ah, but memory serves. I could Google right now. I could Google right now Zbigniew Brzezinski. That was the National Security Advisor, Obama's advisor now. I could Google, you do this, Zbigniew Brzezinski. Cambodia quotes or Khmer Rouge quotes or Pol Pot quotes, and you will read that son of a bitch saying that the U.S. government backed Pol Pot and backed the murder of 2 million. That bastard, and that word is not strong enough, that he is bragging about his bones. You think gang members brag about bones, shooting or killing a few people? Well, criminals are the same the world over. He brags about his bones. And that's why when he walks on a New World Order stage, kings and queens look at him with admiration. Because he's made his bones 2 million deep. Not to mention precipitating the Russians and attacking the Russians through the Al-Qaeda in 79, 6 months before they invaded, to suck the Russians into Afghanistan. He made his bones. That's who we're dealing with. I'm going to tell you, cops and military and FBI and all of you that serve the system, you're going to laugh at me and you're not going to listen, but when this country's destitute and bankrupt, and when you and your whole family are dying young of soft kill weapons your boss has injected into you, just remember a real American warned you and did everything they could to try to be your brother and to try to get you to face the truth, but you wouldn't do it. More calls. Jim, I understand your concern, but the only thing we can hope for is to fully discredit the government now is to have the government basically stand down, to have the minions stop being minions, and to just let the country collapse and go into a depression, and then expose government-sponsored terror to such a point that they just stop doing that, and the government can only try to hang on. That's the best thing we can hope for, is a stalemate right now. Okay? I mean, you better hope the worst you're going to get is ending up having to move in with your parents. You better hope the worst you're going to have to deal with is the U.S. becoming a third world country. Because if they do what they want to do, and I've had former White House chief analyst and historians on, and just CIA top analyst, I've just had scores of experts on, and they all agree, from Richard C. Cook to Ray McGovern, running the gamut, that the elite is preparing a mass extermination op like we saw in Nazi Germany or Russia or China or 100-plus other countries. Iran, they're planning the same stuff here. Thank God we have a history of the Second Amendment. Thank God they are, no matter what they try, going to be unable to get all the guns out of our hands. That is the ace in the hole. That is Valhalla to our movement. That is everything, ladies and gentlemen, is those guns. And the fact that the elite knows they can't move too quick, because if they get into too hot a war too fast, they will be defeated. But then things will collapse into something horrible. I don't even want that, folks. It's easy to shoot your mouth off. The last thing I want is dead cops and dead FBI and dead military. It will help the New World Order to do that. We do not want that. That is the last thing we want. But they are going to push, and their bosses are going to push them into that. Heaven help us. Chris in Virginia, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I want to talk a little bit about how the military-industrial complex has totally taken over agriculture in this country.
Yep.
And what people need to realize is that after World War II, all these petrochemical factories that were making bombs and weapons,
they shifted to chemical fertilizer that destroyed the soil.
That is exactly it. And
by design, we have all the declassified reports on that.
Yes, sir. And the best thing to grow with the petrochemical fertilizers is corn. So now we have all this farmland growing corn that people can't even eat, to grow beef that's not even healthy to people to eat, for people to eat. Then we have to get our produce from other countries where it's tainted with fecal matter. It's totally insane. So I want to tell everybody out there, they can go to localharvest.org and check out the local farmers in your area. Go to farmers markets, join a CSA. You can buy shares of a local farm, and you'll get some food every week from them.
Yeah, folks, the stated goal of the federal government is to transfer agriculture into mega agribusiness and GMO, and they've done it. There is hardly any family farm still operating. Everybody I know that owns a farm or a ranch, unless there's some oil company owner or, you know, computer company owner, I know people like that in Texas who then have land, but then to get the agriculture exemption, they have cows on it. The only profitable ranches and farms that are still privately held, you will see the family who say own 100 acres, 500 acres, 1,000 acres, whatever the case may be, and they've all got jobs at the local prison, they got local jobs at the local power plant, or they drive 18-wheelers, or they own a gas station in town, and they bust their butts from 5:30 in the morning till 7 or 8 at night. Now, that's the still hardworking people who all look down on the rest of the country people, because all the brains has moved out of the country except for a small remnant. And then you got the rest of the people all basically on welfare or working at subsistence-level jobs at the local grocery stores or whatever, or at the local schools. And then they all just watch satellite TV all day and drink whiskey and smoke cigarettes. And let me tell you, it's just our countryside is blighted. Thank God a lot of people have run from the cities into the country. That has re-energized some of the rural areas. That new blood, we've gone from, what, 91% at its peak 15 years ago, you can pull the numbers up on this, to about 85% city now, because about 5, 6% of the city has moved into the country, and people have started their own little farms and little mini dairies and things. And folks, You better buy from them. You better get up off your butts and support them. Because, you know, when I'm driving along in Austin and I see, I know a guy who's a waiter at a local Kirby Lane restaurant. His grandmother died and he got like 20 acres in the middle of the city. He's not selling it. He's got a tomato and onion and some other stuff farm, and he's fighting to try to grow it. He's got a well out there in the middle of town, and you see the guy out there selling his stuff, and I try to pull over and support him. I try to go to the farmer's market, but, you know, I can't even follow my own advice because I'm usually working Saturday morning when they've got the farmer's market. You know, we're doing everything, and they've got to secretly sell milk out of the back of the truck out there, raw milk. I shouldn't even talk about that, but the point is, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff going on, and I just really appreciate your call. Anything else?
Yeah, I also wanted to say, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in Target stores now, they will scan your driver's license if you buy a cigarette lighter, cold medicine, or alcohol.
Well, Target is really an NSA front. And for folks that don't know, Target is the worst. Target is actually a behavioral psychology experiment. You can Google that. It's mainstream news.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film. It finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer: go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
We have to shock
someone to hear your prayers.
The population out of their malaise, out of their mesmerized, hypnotized state. Yeah, I had read this in different government documents for years, but then about a year ago it started coming out in mainstream news that Target, a large part of its business is security, data mining, tracking. They do studies in their stores. And most of your really big corporations allied decades ago with the federal government or were founded with funding by the federal government, by DARPA, by research, because more than 90% of all university and private research is funded, private research facilities, by government, by our tax dollars. And everything is to train you to give your driver's license. So first it's cold medicine, then it's beer, then it's cigars, cigarettes. Now, they announced 2 weeks ago, major gas chains all over the country make you come in with your driver's license, which is your world ID card, according to Treaty 2000. They just now told you it's a national ID card last year. Of course, that was done in 93, standardized. So they always tell you something's coming after it's already in place, that you have to scan everything. And that you have to, but now you have to go into these gas stations and register your license to pay with credit card, quote, to stop theft. That's their excuse. But in these big meetings and consortium security meetings, they admit it's about control. Notice at Target, they have the machines that take your card. Your card goes into the machine and then comes back out to you, training you that they take it. You see, and once they have the cashless society in place, which they're very close to doing, where they'll just ID you, as I told you a decade ago from federal documents, they will ID you to even use cash. And then a record of that will be on the trash cans, the cash transaction. They will scan in databases how much you're paid, how much you withdrew from the bank, from ATMs, to know if you're getting cash from a black market program like mowing lawns or painting houses or garage sales. That's in the House bill on the verge of passing. The Senate would have passed the House to make everybody thumbprint and face scan for jobs, a lot of different sectors of the economy, but not just that. Every transaction you make instantly being uploaded to the federal government, not just them dialing in through the Know Your Customer legislation and Patriot Act when they want into your account, which they already do. Then, of course, government people are stealing files and identity theft, which they're encouraged to do, because then they people say, oh, my identity's been stolen and sold on the black market. We need more control. Then they tie biometrics to the card. This is all behavioral psychology. It's all knowing what you're going to do. They do A, you do B, then they implement C. Then you do D, and they bring in the next letter. All right, look, I've taken 5-6 calls this hour. That is not good. But each point people bring up, I want to document and back up. That's what's so great about the calls, the directions they take us in. Matt, Chris, Bill, Seth, Don. We're going to go to all of you. In fact, Matt, right now, you got a minute and a half from Georgia.
Yeah, Alex, big fan of yours. I hear you talk about vaccines and fluoride a lot, and never hear you talk too much about chemtrails. And I was seeing them more and
because
more.
Because vaccines, and I'll hold you over, vaccines and the tainted water are things we can stop, things we can take control of. We are being sprayed. It's come out. In fact, I forgot last week to play that newscast. Let's finally play that newscast about the chemtrailing. How they're just throwing it in our face, how it's good for us. Yes, we're all being targeted with barium salts, aluminum oxide, and other deadly poisons. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.